Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today to my right, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you?
Dan, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you here, and good to have all our listeners out there all over the country listening to our show on KFAQ or on the BizTalk radio network, wherever you might be. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. We have a great book to give you. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. I've done this for 8-9 years now, something like that, J.C., I think. And the book this week, J.C., we've never given away this book. At least I don't think so. Okay? Forgive me if I'm wrong, because it's happened once or twice.
But apparently your bookkeeping records are not in order there.
Watch it. Yeah. Anyhow, the book is called The Little, if I could say it, it would help, The Little Book of Safe Money, How to Conquer Killer Markets, Con Artists, and Yourself. The last one probably being the most difficult, right, Jason?
All right.
For most investors.
Right, right.
Con artists, in other words, people trying to sell you an annuity, how to avoid that fate, how to avoid a lot of different fates, people trying to sell you variable universal life or something like that. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just skip it. Anyhow, this book is by Jason Zweig, who's a very well-known artist and one of today's most influential commentators on the financial world. The Little Book of Safe Money acts as a guide for those trying to make their way through today's down markets. The topics covered in the book include everything from investing behavior, why our minds come with their own set of biases that often prove harmful to ourselves as well as others. This book also goes a step further than the rest by questioning an investor's true appetite for risk, J.C. We find many investors don't have the appetite for risk. They think they do.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah, I was about to say that.
Their perception of their risk is far greater than what the reality is,
right,
what they can really tolerate. And we find out in the first time their market hits a bump, you know, in the road, first time they hit a bump in the road and they freak out, and you find out their tolerance for risk isn't nearly as high as you thought, or as they thought, I should say,
right,
they thought it was. The Little Book of Safe Money also contradicts many of the myths that swirl around Wall Street with chapters like why ultra leveraged ETFs are mega dangerous, JC. We know about that. We don't trade them, and our firm does not like them either. LPL does not like them. It's a really good book. It's just a good book that's written in simple terms. These books, the Little Book series, we've given away many of the books in the series. They're great books. This guy is a good author. He's written many books, I can tell you, because I've given away his books before. And they're written in simple terms, no jargon, no financial terms. They're not designed to confuse you. They're designed to explain some of your biases. This talks about safe money, conservative investments, which we're going to talk about on today's show, including equity-linked CDs, market-linked CDs. You can get a free copy of this book, The Little Book of Safe Money, along with our questionnaire on how to get your own free custom Social Security report on your Social Security benefits, JC, for every individual. We've got a customized plan for you. Plus, we'll send you information on the equity-linked CDs that we're going to talk about on today's show. It's all free. Just pick up the phone and give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend. You will get our voicemail. All we ask is that you leave your name and your address. And we will send you the book and the reports and the information absolutely free. When you send the questionnaire back in, JC is the one that gets to sit down at the computer, right? And put
yes,
it in the computer, the Social Security information. You've done that a couple times in the last few weeks?
Done that quite a few times, actually, Dan.
About five times a day or ten times a day, you're doing that, I think, every day pretty much. So based on the appointments that I've been trying to keep up with. Social Security has major rule changes coming April 30th. So if you're going to do this, I would suggest you do it sooner rather than later, because there are rule changes that will affect a lot of people. These rule changes are major coming to Social Security, and they take effect April 30th. So if you want the information on your custom Social Security report, call us and we'll send you the questionnaire, especially if you're between 60 and 65, or if you're 59, 58, in that age range. These are the people that can benefit most from doing it now and getting the report today or this week, whatever it might be. So give us a call if you want that. The number 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. And just leave your name and address. We'll send that information out to you, along with the information on equity-linked CDs that we're going to talk about right now, JC. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What is the most common fear we encounter, JC, with investors?
Losing money.
Most of our investments, 99.9% of the investments we offer, don't have any type of guarantee, right?
Right.
They go up or down with the market or the stock, whatever it might be. We have a few that do offer guarantees, and one of them we're going to talk about now, which is an equity-linked, or they're also called market-linked, certificates of deposit. Equity-linked or market-linked, in our lexicon, basically is the same thing. They're linked to some index, right? Some, usually a stock index, like the S&P 500.
Right, or an individual stock.
Right, or an individual stock, right. First of all, let's start with what they are and what they're not. They are FDIC insured, for the most part. At least the ones we offer our clients. Some of these, they have buffered return notes and other things that are similar products, but they're not the same. Those are not FDIC insured. Market-linked certificates of deposits are FDIC insured. They will guarantee return of principal only if you hold to maturity. So what if you sell early, JC? What happens?
You don't get that guarantee.
You're not guaranteed to get all your money back. You might get $900, 90 cents on the dollar, or 95 right. cents on the dollar back. If you hold to maturity, you get all your money back, right?
Yes.
At least all your money back, maybe more. They are FDIC insured, which means up to the applicable limits of $250,000 per account type. Now, what does that mean? That's a rather not a simple term per account type for the FDIC. So just say, let's say you come to me and you have a trust account and you have an individual account. And you have an IRA account. Okay?
Okay.
According to the FDIC, those are three different account types.
Right.
So they will insure you, one person, up to $250,000 in one bank with all three of those accounts. So you
right.
could have $750,000, and it could all be insured, up to $750,000, and it could all be insured by the FDIC, as long as they're structured like that.
Right.
So account types, if you want to know more about that, just talk to us when you come in. We'll explain what that means. I'll explain what that means to you to make sure you're covered. We offer equity-linked CDs, certificates of deposit, through a variety of different issuers. What does that mean? That means different issuing banks, right, JC?
Yes.
So if we do one through JP Morgan, another one through B of A or somebody else, that means you can get $250 at each one, basically, per account type.
Right.
So you can get more than just $250,000 insured. You can do it with different banks also as a way to get that insurance over and over again. So we can handle a fairly good amount of money, I think, with this type of protection.
But also means you got a wider variety of equity-linked CDs to choose from as well.
Yes.
We're not just picking the three our firm offers, because our firm didn't offer any. We're actually picking from the right. whole basket available out there.
Right. And one of the nice things about LPL is we don't have proprietary products, as you mentioned. You alluded to there. We don't have any proprietary products. None of these will say LPL on them. None of these are
right.
our equity-linked CDs. They're offered through different banking institutions. One thing these are not. Equity-linked CDs, certificates of deposits, are geared toward the Chicken Littles of the world, the people that have been burned in the market that don't want to take on a lot of risk, right? They're not geared toward the aggressive investor, are they, JC?
No.
They're not going to make 15% a year, okay? They're more in the 3 to 7% probably per year range for the most part, depending on what the market does and what conditions do. But the nice part is they offer them a level of security that other instruments might not, like the stock market owning stocks or an ETF or a mutual fund. They don't have any insurance or any guarantee. The other nice thing about FDIC-insured equity-linked CDs is unlike an annuity, you don't have to own it for 30 years to get your money back, and you don't have to pay 4% a year in fees to get your money back. With most annuities, you have an accumulation period, which is at least 10 years before it kicks in, the income guarantee, and then they make you take it over 20 years, right?
Right.
So all combined, it's about 30 years.
Right, right.
If you buy a five-year equity-linked CD, JC, what's the maturity on it?
That would be 5 years.
5 years. So when do you get all your money back?
That would also be 5 years.
5 years, 5 years, 5 years, right? So we have CDs that go, equity-linked CDs go in different maturities, mostly from 3 to 7 years for the most part. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years in that range, depending on which one you want to get. If you walk into me today and say, I want to put a bunch of money into these, I would tell you to buy some in the 3 year, some in the 4 year, some in the 5 year, and some in the 7 year. Will the index come in at the same point on every one? Will it finish at the same point?
No, not if you
all 4 years.
Not if you divided them like that.
Right. It'll come in different points at different times. And we don't know which one's going to do best, so we hedge our bet by betting on each one. The other thing is, when that 3 year one comes due, we can roll it into another 6 or 7 year one, the longest maturity out there, and push it beyond our longest maturity date. Because the longest maturity CDs usually offer the highest yield, the highest percentage of the index return. And so those are what you want. But you start out with a short ladder, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then you end up with all 7 year, 5 year ladders, whatever it is, might be. So you get a higher return at the end of the day is what usually happens. And we'll go into this a little bit more after the break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Safe Money, How to Conquer Killer Markets, Con Artists, and Yourself. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. And she could hear the highway breathing. And she could see it in the factory. She's making sure she's not dreaming.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with J.C. Haspel. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to. I want to remind you of our free book and that you can get, and the information on our equity-linked certificates of deposits, FDIC-insured CDs that are pegged to the market. They don't give you all the market, but they give you some of the return of the market. It's all free. The information's free. The book is free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the reports and the Social Security information, too. I forgot. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation whatsoever. It's all free. JC, we were talking before the break about FDIC-insured equity-linked CDs, which are certificates of deposit, which are pegged to an equity index, like the S&P 500, let's just say, for example. They give you some of the return of the S&P. They usually won't give you all the return, right?
Basically, well, that is true, but sometimes they will also give you more.
Right, we have some that give 150% of the index, of the underlying index, and those are kind of unique, and we'll talk about one of those later on in the show. We also have one right now that gives you up to 16% a year return with a 1% floor, almost a 1% floor per year, which isn't bad. Now, that's not very likely. It's not very likely to pay 16% a year, don't get me wrong.
Right.
That's highly unlikely, but we'll talk about that one later on. But anyhow, we were talking about FDIC insurance before the break and how you get $250,000 coverage for every account that you have, account type that you have. But I want you to talk about one of the things on here, JC, which is the estate feature, or what a death put is. Can you explain what a death put is? I know that sounds like a morbid term, but it's,
well,
it's something
it
we have to think about. Yes.
No, but basically what a death put means is if you have something like an equity-linked CD that has a death put option on it, if you pass away before maturity, let's say you're five years into a seven-year note, or CD, excuse me, and you pass away, you get your money back at par.
Right. So your heirs can get back $100,000 if you put $100 into it, or $20,000 if you put $20 into it.
Right. Whatever you put into it, basically you get back.
Right. Regardless of where the market is
right
at that point, regardless of where the CD might be priced on death, it is called an automatic or death put, where your heirs don't have to liquidate it, but they can liquidate it at par
if they want to. Yes, that's an option.
And so that would only be the case if it's worth less than, you know, what they paid for it. If it's worth more, they're going to sell it for more, obviously. They would take
That
would be the advantage to take that. The other thing is there's a secondary market for some of these CDs, but not for all of them. Some of them can be sold before maturity at above or below the original price. It could be at a loss or at a gain, depending on what's happened with the index. In the meantime, don't count on the secondary market. Secondary markets for these are very thin. They're not very heavily traded, is what I'm trying to say. And so when somebody buys one of these from me, JC, I always tell them, you're going to hold this to maturity, right? You know, because otherwise, don't buy it. If you're not going to hold it to maturity, don't buy it. There's no point in it, in my opinion. There really isn't, because your guarantee is worthless if you don't hold it to maturity, I think, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
It's not a matter of thinking. I mean, just by definition, it is.
Right, right. Versatility. We offer, at LPL, we offer a variety of different equity-linked CDs on any given day. And I always recommend the client buy different maturities and different issuers and with different indexes because they have different indexes that are they're pegged to. And so you want different indexes because you don't know which index is going to do the best. Nobody knows.
Right.
Right. The one that we have, which I think is the Optimax or the Market Neutral CD, is similar to a target. What we have is a target volatility portfolio where I was telling you about yesterday where they adjust the volatility every quarter to keep it at about a 5% volatility. That's an that's one of the CDs that we offer. That target volatility level is going to make about probably 5 to 6% a year, roughly, return. Okay? But that CD that we have, JC, offers 150% of that.
Oh, wow.
Which is puts you around 7 or 8% a year.
Right.
But that's not bad. For an FDIC-insured CD in this market where you're getting 1% at the bank and they're willing to pay you, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7%, that's pretty good, I think. Pretty good return considering you have no more risk than you do with another CD.
Right, right.
I mean, I think that's a pretty good return. And I do like that. And I want to talk for a minute about how some of these work. Now, there are many, many, many different equity-linked CDs. Some are good and some are not so good. Some are better than others. You have to do your due diligence. You have to look at them carefully. Let's talk about something for a minute before we get into that. Why do you think equity-linked CDs are not sold a lot, JC?
Oh, I know why. There is a commission on them, but it's not very good compared to like an annuity or a...
Right. You know. If we sell one of these to our clients, we make about 2%, JC. If I sell an annuity, I make about 10 on some annuities, which is more, JC. This is not a trick. It's not a trick question.
No, it's never been a question. Annuities have always paid huge commissions. That's why they're sold. They're not sold because they're great products for the client. They're sold because they're great products for the guy selling them.
Right. Because if annuities pay the same thing as mutual funds,
they go away.
Right.
They wouldn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Annuities pay roughly twice what mutual funds pay nowadays to be for people, the people that sell them. I'm talking about not to the client, to the people that sell them, the brokers, insurance salespeople, whatever you want to call them. The other thing is to sell an annuity, you don't have to have a securities license for most of them. Now, with a variable annuity, you do. But with an equity index annuity or a fixed annuity, you don't have to have a securities license. Well, guess what?
Which is kind of amazing because they're selling them as investments. I mean, telling the client this is an investment. They're not going, hey, you want this insurance product.
Right.
They're going, you want this investment.
And they're sure not telling them, hey, do you want this annuity?
Right.
Most of these people don't even know they got an annuity after they bought it. There's a couple different types of annuities. Equity-linked CDs. Shouldn't have said that word.
This is a bait and switch right here.
Now, there's a couple different types of equity-linked CDs, and they have different features to them. And I want to explain how they work. Let's just say that you buy a point-to-point five-year CD, JC.
Okay.
Equity-linked CD pegged to the S&P 500. 100% participation, 60% maximum return, or cap, if you will. Okay? Over that five-year period, from start to finish, the S&P drops 31%. Let's say you buy it on January 1, 2008. Just for the sake of argument, because this could happen, right? Somebody buys it January 1, 2008. 5 years later, the S&P is down 31%. How much does the client get at maturity?
Zero. Or they get their principal back.
They get 100% what they put in back. They get no incremental return, but they get 100% of their principal return to them. Versus if they had in the S&P, they'd be down 31%, right? So they just do come out ahead in that case. They just don't net any gain, but they come out. They break even, and they get back to where they were. They made whole, so to speak, okay? Now, let's say another one where the same scenario, 5 years, and the cap is 60% on it, and the S&P goes up 45% over that five-year period.
You're saying 16 or 60?
60.
Okay.
The 60 is the cap. But let's say the index goes up 45% and they get 100% participation. They would get 45% return on their money along with their principal back in that scenario. Now, let's say that the same 60% cap and the S&P goes up 75% over 5 years. JC, how much do they get?
That would be 60.
They get the cap. They get 60% return. So they get somewhere between zero return and the cap, or at least return of their principal and whatever the cap is, if there's a cap on it. Not all CDs I have caps. Some do, some don't. Okay? So, but the worst case scenario they're going to end up with, if they hold to maturity, that's the key. If they hold to maturity, let me say that again. If they hold to maturity, JC, what's the worst they end up with?
Their principal.
They get their principal back.
Right.
At the end of the day, they get their principal back. And they don't have to hold it 30 years like an annuity. They can do it in 5 years or 3 years, whatever it might be, whatever the term of the CD is. They can get all their money back.
It's also so much simpler than an annuity.
Boy, is it.
To explain, to own, to sell. I mean, it's just all the way around. It's so much more simple.
Right. And it's also FDIC insured, whereas an annuity is not FDIC insured. And so up to the limits, so $250,000 per account type. So you have to remember that. But if you go into one of these, you've got to hold to maturity. Call us if you'd like the information or the free book, The Little Book of Safe Money. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Well, I grew up on music we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilly.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilly.com. Learn, relax, focus, exhale. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilly.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilly.com. Order today.
Home burglaries happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget. And at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Safe Money, How to Conquer Killer Markets, Con Artists, and Yourself. You can get a free copy of this excellent book by Jason Zweig, along with our information on Social Security Report, how to get your free custom report, and the equity-linked CDs that we're talking about on today's show. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you the book and the information. Absolutely free, no cost, and no obligation. JC, we were talking before the break about some of the components of equity-linked CDs, right? Some of the benefits and how they work. I want to take a moment and just explain what these things are made of. Let's look under the hood.
Okay.
Okay? An equity-linked CD or market-linked CD, the same thing, is comprised of two components, essentially. One is a zero-coupon bond component, JC. So if it's a five-year maturity, they buy a zero-coupon bond, say, at 90 cents on the dollar, for the 90 and sells at 900,
right,
which will mature at 1,000 in 5 years. So you have a return of principal that
right.
guarantees a return principal. They put that money into U.S. Treasury zero coupon bonds that are going to mature at par, whatever the par is for the bond itself for the equity linked CD. So if it's $1,000 worth of an equity linked CD, they're going to spend $900 or $800 for one that matures 1,000 in 5 years,
right,
which guarantees the client their principal at the return. They take the rest of the money and they buy an option on the underlying index, which covers the upside growth, right?
Right.
The S&P 500, let's just say, if it's pegged to the S&P 500, they buy options on the S&P 500 with some of that money in case the S&P goes up over that period, right? That's really all there is to this thing. The client doesn't have to worry about this. All they have to do is buy the equity-linked CD and understand, try to understand what they're getting, and then hold it to maturity. And that's all they have to worry about. Now, I want to talk about one that we have that we offer at the moment that I think is pretty good that I talked to you about the other day, JC, that we sit down and looked at. We have one right now that pays 0.85%. Excuse me. 0.85% per year, right? Floor.
Okay.
And it's pegged to the S&P 500, right? Which most people are familiar with that index, okay? The 500 largest companies in America. Pays a floor of 0.85%, which is just about what the bank pays you right now for a CD, roughly, because they pay about 1% right now on CDs. This pays 0.85% per year minimum, but it also pays up to 4% per quarter pegged to the S&P, right?
Yes.
Maximum of 4% per quarter. Now, there's a cap on the upside, but there's no cap on the downside. So if the S&P goes down 12, it could wipe out your gains for the year. If it went up the first three quarters of the year at 4%, and then the fourth quarter it was down 12%, you would end up with a zero for the year, let's just say. But at the maturity, you're guaranteed your principal back plus 0.85% per year. Right?
Right.
Which isn't bad because you're getting about what you get at the bank in a CD, but you have upside potential here, much greater upside potential for this CD to do 4, 5, 6% over that time period. But the downside is you come out with 0.85 a year. You make almost 1% a year, right?
Yes.
And I like this one. I like it a lot. I went back to look at the numbers, and it would have made just under 4% over the last 6 or 7 years. It would have made about 4% a year, which is almost four times what a CD pays.
Right, right.
In the bank. And it has a floor of just under 1%, which isn't bad. I mean, it's got a floor that you're going to make some money on it. If you hold it to maturity, you're going to make almost 1% a year at the very least. The upside is you could make up to 10 or 12 or 16% a year, 16 being the absolute maximum. It's not going to make 16% a year. I can promise you that's not going to happen. It would have to be a perfect storm.
Yeah, it'd be extremely unusual market conditions for that to happen.
It would be market conditions that have never occurred.
Right.
I will tell you that up front. It's never happened. So don't expect to make 16% a year on this. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But you might come out with 3, 4, or 5% a year, which is a little more realistic expectation, I think, for what you should expect from these things. These are great instruments for people who have money in the bank and are just nervous about putting it in the market. Here's a way for you to put some of that money in the market, still get almost 1% a year minimum, like you're getting in the bank right now, but maybe get a little bit more. You might get 3 or 4%. Even if you got 3%, JC, it's still three times what the bank's paying you.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
And you really didn't take any more risk. You tied the money up maybe a little bit longer, but you really didn't take any more risk besides that because you're still guaranteed to get all your money back and you're still guaranteed to get almost 1% a year as long as you hold to maturity. Now, if you don't hold to maturity, all bets are off. None of that matters, right?
Right.
It all goes out the window. If you don't hold to maturity, all of it goes out the window. So you've got to hold to maturity. I don't know how many times I can say that in one show. But
never enough.
I want to make sure we get that point across to our listeners. You must hold to maturity. That is the only condition under which you should buy this product. If you're not going to hold it to maturity, don't buy it. Just don't. It's just not the right product for you. And so I always tell people, start small. If you think you can put $20,000 into this type of product, start with $10,000. Try it for a year and then see if you like it. You can always add more to these. They come out with these things every month, right? We have new issues that come out every month,
yes.
JC. They've been coming out for 10 or 15 years now. They've been coming out with these things every month. They're not going anywhere. They'll be here next month, I promise you. They'll be here the month after. There is no rush to, I got to have this right now. I got to have this one today. I mean, the issues may change and the terms may change a little bit over time, but the product by and large is not going away, is what I'm trying to say. So if you think you can afford $20,000 in this product, put in $10,000, see how it does. In a year, if you like it, add more to it. If you don't like it, don't add more to it. The reason I say that is once you commit the money to this, JC, what do you need to do? Hold it to,
you need to hold it.
To when?
Maturity.
To maturity. Right. It's easy to add money to them. It's not so easy to get the money out before maturity is what I'm trying to say. Is that that's why I'm saying put in less than you think you can.
Right, right.
Put in half that amount and start with that. Start small and then add to it later. It's easy to add to it. It's not so easy to get it out of it ahead of time before maturity. It's difficult to do, and you may end up taking a loss if you do that. I don't want to see anybody do that. I'd rather see you put in half as much as you think you can, and that's okay. You know, you can sit with the rest of it in cash or at the bank in the CD or whatever it might be at 1% a year. That's not going to kill you. I don't think that's a bad thing. And the other thing is, do people ever misjudge their liquidity needs?
Oh, yes.
Have we ever seen that happen?
Definitely.
Okay, and why is that? Because life happens. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Things happen to people that they don't anticipate. The air conditioner breaks. Yeah. I had not one, but two air conditioners break on me last weekend.
Right.
At two different residences, two of them broke. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and most of the time, it's not the client being irresponsible and not knowing how much money they need. Usually, it's something unexpected. And
right.
Unfortunately, it's oftentimes something big, you know, a family emergency, some sort of medical issue. It's not necessarily just an appliance going down.
Right. And these are things that happen. And so the big issue with the equity-linked CDs is they don't have liquidity. They just don't have liquidity. So you have to put money into them that you're not going to need for a couple of years. And if you think you're not going to need, you know, $20,000, that you can spare $20,000 for the 5 years or whatever, I tell them anticipate $40,000.
Right,
you know,
right.
Keep $40,000 back, you know, just in case, because it's just, I just, or put away 10, put 10 into the product instead of 20, put 10 into the product, because our liquidity needs change. They do so suddenly and unexpectedly. And I've never seen them change for the better, by the way. It's always the other way.
Right.
Right. It's always they need the money sooner rather than later. And that just doesn't happen, at least not that I know of. So just be conservative in how you gauge this and how much money you put into these products. And I always counsel people away from putting in a lot of money into them. Just put a little bit into them. Stick your toe in the water. See how it does. Then once you get familiar with how the product works, then maybe commit more to it down the road. It can be 6 months down the road, a year down the road, whatever it might be. Just give it some time. Get some time under your belt. And then see how it goes, right? Then add to it later on. You can always add to them. That is easy to do. Taking money out of them is not so easy. It's much more complicated. I want to talk about one of the other ones, CDs that we have, JC. This Efficient Plus CD that we have, which is one of the indexes that I was talking about, the target volatility type strategy where they adjust the volatility or adjust the positions every quarter to have a target volatility of 5% standard deviation. Which is very low volatility, by the way. Very, very low. Less than half the S&P's volatility. This CD is a 5-year CD, JC. And the index should make around 5% a year, 6% a year, I'm guessing. Okay? But this CD pays 150% of the index over the five-year period, point to point over the five-year period. So if the index goes up 30% over 5 years, this will pay you 45%. It's a pretty good return.
Not bad.
For a CD, which normally at the bank would pay you 5% for 5 years.
Right.
You know, CD. This is pretty good. Now, the downside there is if the index goes down over the five-year period, you break even.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that there's a lot worse things that could happen to you.
Right.
There's a lot of people that were in the market back in 08 that were not whole 5 years later, I can tell you.
Let's say, right, if you broke even, that means the market did horrible. I mean, that's what that means.
Right. The market was down for a five-year period.
It's not like all your buddies are rolling around in dough over the same time period.
Correct. Which is the other thing you have to keep in mind. What you just brought into the equation there was perspective. If this thing breaks even, it means the market conditions were terrible. Plain and simple.
Or at best, they broke even too.
Right, right. But it generally means the market was down
right
over that period, which means you beat the market. And you may have beaten it by 2%, but you also may have beaten it by 30 or 40%. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of a free book, The Little Book of Safe Money, How to Conquer Killer Markets, Con Artists, and Yourself. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
As long as the man is right.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him, along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Safe Money, How to Conquer Killer Markets, Con Artists, and Yourself. You can get the book and the information on Social Security and our FDIC-insured equity-linked CDs literature. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address when you get our voicemail. And just see, I give out that number 100 times an hour, and we still get people that call in and want to know what the number is to call.
Right.
It cracks me up. But I do talk fast. Sometimes it's hard to write down as fast as I talk. I understand that. Believe me. I've gone back and listened to my shows from like 7-8 years ago, JC. I talk so fast, I could not understand a word I said. I couldn't even understand it listening to it myself.
Right,
so
right.
It's amazing. Anybody can understand me half the time, but that's a whole other subject, I will admit. annuity seminars, JC. We've got somebody out there copying us. What a surprise.
I can't imagine that.
What a surprise.
Been dealing with that for years now.
Yeah, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Somebody out there copying us, trying to do Social Security seminars. Don't get conned into going to one of these seminars, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to have your dinner held hostage, as Richard Waite had happened to him, where they wouldn't feed him. They made him sit in the restaurant and smell the food while it was cooking, and they made him listen to an annuity lecture for like an hour or two. Can you imagine that?
Less fun than that.
Yeah, I would not do well in that scenario, because you know me. If I'm hungry, I'm like, I got to eat.
Right.
I got to eat, folks. Sorry.
You have a bunch of cranky people.
Yeah, you'd have a bunch of cranky people, I think, is what you would do. You know, here, smell the food, but you can't have it. Yeah, smell the food and listen to my pitch. Smell the food, listen to the pitch. Don't get caught into going to a seminar. All you have to do with ours is fill out the one-page questionnaire and send it back to us. That's it. No seminar required. No torture through dinner, whatever, holding your dinner hostage.
Right.
You know, and no. We don't play that game. We don't need to play that game. And it is free, by the way. It is absolutely free. There is no cost and no obligation for it. We do it for free. JC, when your car breaks, if you're driving the Cruise, since you got rid of the Corvette, I think.
Yes. Right? Chevy Cruise.
Yep. When your Cruise breaks, if it were to break, let's just say, not that it does, but if it did, would you run it over to the dentist's office?
No.
Why is that?
I guess the question would be, why would I?
You can't fix it?
No, probably not.
Probably the reason? Okay.
Maybe you could, but.
So why do so many people in America go to see their insurance salesperson for investment advice?
Well, that's easy. It's because they think they're getting investment advice.
Right.
They're
What can insurance people sell them? What starts on an A and ends in annuity?
I would say insurance products, but annuity is. which is an insurance product.
Exactly. And they can sell them whole life, which is equally as bad.
Universal life,
variable universal life. They have all kinds of wonderful names. Now they even have equity index universal life.
Oh, do they? I've never heard of that.
Which is like the equity index annuities,
right.
Except it's in a life insurance product. Yeah.
Well, aren't they doing life insurance within annuities now, too?
They are creative. You have to give them credit. Yeah. They're creative people, to say the least. So, are there other investment products besides annuities?
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider an annuity an investment product.
Right, I don't generally either. I agree with you in that regard. But so there are other products. Like, what might be some other products?
Well, like a stock, a mutual fund, an ETF, options. You know.
All right. So can an insurance person sell a stock?
No.
Can they sell a mutual fund?
No.
ETF?
No.
Treasury bill?
No.
Option?
No.
Okay. They can
REITs, no.
Right. If they don't have a securities license, they can't sell these things. No, that's what we're trying to say. You have to have a securities license to sell those things.
I mean, it's pretty simple. If it's insurance, they can sell it. If it's not insurance, they can't. I mean,
if it's a product you don't want to buy, for the most part, I mean, they can sell it. If not,
don't get me wrong.
They can't.
Insurance has its place. I have insurance.
Right.
I mean, my business is insured. My car's insured. My home's insured. It has its place.
Yes.
But I don't do it for investing. Last thing I do when I'm paying for my car insurance is thinking, man, this is a great investment right here.
Right.
I'm going to make a whole lot of money on this.
Good point. Very good point. And, you know, this is the point, is 90 to 95% of the investment products sold, they cannot offer you. Plain and simple. If they don't have a securities license,
right?
They can't sell you any stock, any mutual fund that's offered if they don't have a securities license. They can't sell you an ETF. They can't sell you an equity-linked CD, for example, like we can. Okay? So many of the products that we offer, they cannot offer you.
There's a huge battle going on behind the scenes on this with the regulators. The regulator, the SEC, is trying to get oversight over things like annuities because people are pitching them as investment products.
Well, they're about to get it in a big way, I think.
But they have no securities license. They have they're allowed to sell because it's an insurance product, but they're trying to get regulation over that.
Right.
But the insurance industry is pumping millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
Yes,
into
to fight that.
That. To fight
they're fighting that. Yes, and you're referring to specifically equity index annuities is what he's referring to. Yes, and the insurance industry has kept those from being deemed as investment products, which kills me because they're pegged to the S&P 500.
Right.
Well, if we sell an equity linked CD, which is FDIC insured and pegged to the S&P 500. It's deemed an investment product.
When you ask the average client that has one, they're going to say, yeah, I have an investment. This is my investment. That's what they think they are. That's what they think they're buying.
Right. Now, I agree. I agree completely. Anyhow.
If it's not an investment, they're buying a piece of paper is what they're buying.
Right. So don't take your car to your dentist to get it fixed. Okay. Don't go to your insurance salesperson to buy an investment product.
I'd rather you do that than buy an annuity, though.
You have a better chance of success getting your car fixed by your dentist. You're probably right. I hate to say it, but you're probably right.
My dentist is a car collector. He probably actually could do it.
There you go. So you might take your car to your dentist, JC. It's just amazing because I talk to lots of people all over the country from the radio show about investments and stuff, and they say, yeah, I have an investment person, guy or woman, whoever it might be, and I say, who is it? And they'll say, so-and-so, the insurance person. I'm like, well, not really. You know, well, wait a minute. You know, that's not what I call investments, you know, not necessarily. And there are some insurance salespeople, in all fairness, there are some insurance salespeople that do have securities licenses. They're few and far between that have like a Series 7 that can sell pretty much everything. Those are few and far between, I will tell you. Very rarely do I see those, but I do see them on occasion. And that kind of person could sell you a variety of different products. The problem is their company probably doesn't let them. If they work if they're a captive agent, for example, they probably aren't allowed to sell a lot of securities because their company will sell them their annuity or their life insurance product, which is, why is that? Guess what's most profitable to that company? Well,
the life insurance product is
very profitable to that company, and that's why they're told what they can sell and what they cannot sell, and they have quotas for how much they sell of each product every quarter, every month.
And bonuses paid on it,
and all kinds of things. You're absolutely right. And so that's why you want to stay away from the insurance people when it comes to investing. Go see a Series 7 or a registered investment advisor or a broker or a registered investment advisor for that kind of stuff. Anyhow, we're about out of time, but I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Safe Money. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.